Genesis chapter 32. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's host." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau his brother, into the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, "This is what you shall say unto my lord Esau. Your servant Jacob says this, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there until now, and I have oxen and donkeys, flocks, and men servants and women servants, and I have sent to tell my lord that I may find grace in your sight." And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to your brother Esau, and also he comes to meet you, 400 men with him." Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that were with him, the flocks and the herds and the camels, into two bands, and said, "If Esau comes to the one company and strikes it, then the other company which is left shall escape." And Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which said unto me, Return unto your country and to your kindred, and I will deal well with you. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which you have showed unto your servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Deliver me, I pray you, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and strike me and the mother with the children. And you said, I will surely do you good and make your seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude." And he lodged there that same night and took of that which came to his hand a present for Esau his brother, 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milk camels with their colts, 40 cattle and 10 bulls, 20 female donkeys and 10 foals. And he delivered them into the hands of his servants, every group by themselves, and said unto his servants, "Pass over before me, and put a space between group and group." And he commanded the foremost, saying, "When Esau my brother meets you, and asked you, saying, Who are you, and where are you going, and whose are those before you? Then you shall say, They be your servant Jacob's. It is a present sent unto my lord Esau. And look, also he is behind us." And so commanded he the second and the third, and all that followed the group, saying, "On this manner shall ye speak unto Esau when you shall find him. And say moreover, Look, your servant Jacob is behind us, for he said, I will appease him with a present that goes before me, and afterward I will see his face. Peradventure he will accept of me." So the present went over before him, and he lodged himself that night in the company. And he rose up that night, and took his two wives, and his two women servants, and his 11 sons, and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them, and sent them over the brook, and sent over what he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there he wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." And he said, "I will not let you go, except you bless me." And he said unto him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Your name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince have you power with God and with men, and have prevailed." And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray you, your name." And he said, "Why is it that you ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Penuel, the sun rose upon him, and he limped upon his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank.